Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is The Holy Spirit Fell Both on Jews and Gentiles. Imagine. We're reading the book of Acts. I would love for you to join with us and read the Bible in 1 year with us. And we start in January and we end in December 31st. If you are following us within 1 year, you will have read the whole Bible. Now, that's if you read the scriptures that I post every day, because there's one Old Testament, one New Testament, one Proverbs, and one Psalm. And it takes you about pretty much 15 minutes to read the scriptures for the day. But it's better to read and understand what it's saying. And so sometimes I will study the Word of God to find out more about the Holy Spirit or Jesus or God the Father or whatever it is that God puts in your heart to learn. But the main thing is read the Bible, because the Bible is a sword. It's not just a book. It is a spiritual sword that you can use in times of trouble, in sickness, in disease. You can come against the things that are the enemy tries to throw at us, amen, including fear and all of those other feelings that overtake us. All right, we're reading the Acts 10. Cornelius told Peter, you know, Peter, the one that walked on the water with Jesus. Well, he was a Jewish man, but Cornelius is a Gentile. And somehow God revealed himself, Jesus revealed himself to Cornelius. And he, or maybe the angel, I don't know if it was Jesus or the angel spoke to him. I think the angel spoke to him. And he was told to go and contact Peter, and Peter was going to share the gospel with him. Why? Because he was serving God, but he really didn't know Jesus. How many people do that? People go to church because they love God, but they don't have a relationship with God or with Jesus even more, because they think if they go to church and they do what they're supposed to do and they follow the rules and they give their tithes, that's all they need to do and that God should bless them. But which God? You have to, in this, with Jesus, you have to know him. How do I know that? Because in John, Jesus has a scripture that says, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me. Why would he say that if that wasn't going to be true? His sheep hear his voice. They know him because they recognize his voice, and they know who he is. They have a relationship with him, and they do what he tells them to do. Many Christians don't do what God is telling them to do. For example, me, many years ago, God told me to go to school. And I said, why? I can learn everything I need to know in the church. But God kept telling me through different ways, through my husband, to my friends, people would tell me, why don't you go to school? And so, you know what? Finally, I said, well, let me listen to what God said. And I prayed about it. I said, Lord, you want me to go to school? Then I'm going to go to the school and find out about I don't even know what to take. And so they told me where to go, and I did it. And as soon as I saw my field that I'm in, I knew immediately that that's what I needed to do. Was it easy? No. Did it take me a long time? Yes. But I did it. And I know God honors people who not only know him, they hear his voice, and they can go to step number three. They're willing to do what it is God told them to do. You know, it took Moses 40 years for him to listen to God. And really, God had to force him out to the desert and get in contact with him in order for him to listen. And even after that, he would argue with God. Oh, I'm not good enough. I don't have any education. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Finally, he obeyed God, and he was blessed for that. Okay. Cornelius told Peter, 4 days ago, I was praying, as usual, at this time of the afternoon, and suddenly I saw an angel standing before me, clothed in a radiant robe. He told me, Cornelius, your prayers have been heard, and your charities have been noticed by God. Send some men to Joppa and summon Simon Peter, who is staying at the home of another man named Simon. So I sent for you at once, and now here we are, waiting before the Lord, anxious to hear what he has told you to tell us. Who did he summon? Peter. Why? Peter was one of the 12 disciples, and he knew Jesus, and he received Jesus. He received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with speaking in tongues, and he knew the gospel, and his job was to go and preach the gospel in all the world, and that's what he did. So now, but that was to the Jewish people. That's who they were ministering to. But all of a sudden, this man, Cornelius, is a Gentile, not Jewish. And he was told by the angel he is to get Peter and bring him to your house so he can share with you the good news. All right, so that's what he did. And that's what he's telling Peter. I sent for you because the angels told me to do that. And here you are. So he said, Peter replied, he said, I'm anxious to hear what you have to tell me. And Peter replied, I can see clearly now. God has worshipers who do good deeds and are acceptable to him in every nation. You heard the good news that there is peace with God through Jesus. You, once you hear the good news, there is peace with God through Jesus, the Messiah, who is the Lord of all creation. And the word spread throughout Judea, beginning with John the Baptist in Galilee. You know that Jesus of Nazareth was appointed by God with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all who were possessed by demons and healing the sick. And now we apostles are witnesses of all that he did throughout Israel and in Jerusalem. And there in Jerusalem, he was murdered on a cross. But in 3 days, God brought him back to life and selected us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. Jesus made them disciples, and he sent them everywhere to testify that Jesus is ordained of God to be the judge of all the living and the dead. And even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all of those who were listening. You know what Cornelius did? He didn't listen to this man by himself. He gathered a group of people that he knew, maybe his family, his friends, the community. He had a meeting. And then he invited Peter to tell him everything that the angel wanted him to say to the group. And that's what happened. And when he was speaking, the Holy Spirit fell and fell on those people, the Gentiles. Before it was only the Jews, but now the Gentiles were included in his children. The Jews who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit would be given to the Gentiles too. But there could be no doubt about it, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. When the Holy Spirit fell 2,000 years ago after Jesus was resurrected, the evidence of somebody being filled with the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. God doesn't change his rules. Once he set a rule, it's set in stone. If he says it's going to be this way, that's what it's going to be. And it's not our way, it's his way. We don't choose the method. He has the method. He makes it happen. And he has all authority over everything, including this earth. Anything that's going on in this earth right now, God knows about it. And he's in the middle of doing things in our communities, in our countries, in our government, in the religious part. And everything has to happen exactly as he said. Because he did say something. And if you read the Bible, you would know what that is. Amen? Acts 2:38-39 says, friends, the gift of the Holy Spirit fell on both the Jews and the Gentiles. Acts 2:38-39 said, and Peter said to them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is for you, for your children, for those that are in other countries, it doesn't matter where they are, and even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That is the word of God. Anyone who wants to come to Jesus, the sinner, you got to be a sinner. If you're not a sinner, you can't come to Jesus. That means you're perfect and you don't need anything. You don't need salvation. But if you identify with sin, and that makes you a sinner, and therefore you need Jesus to save you from eternal damnation. That's the truth. Amen. Now, if you want to know this Jesus, I would like to help you, because I didn't know how to come to Jesus. But this is how you do it. You repent and you ask him to forgive you. Repeat after me. Lord, I ask you to heal me, to deliver me, to save me, and take away my sins and give me this new eternal life. I want to serve you with all my heart. I want to do what you tell me to do, and I want to know you personally. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me, for healing me, for delivering me, and saving me from damnation, from death. And I give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.